You know, I think there are some journalists about who seem to revel in interviewing people who, when they are in reasonable old age, and they seem to think that they've got some sort of scoop. And, you know, Eamon Malley's not the only one that does that.
Well, you're clearly referring to me interviewing James Galway. So let's just put that to bed. Yeah, well, you can, well, because you can talk in riddles if you like. I'll just deal with it straight, okay?
Well, I'm glad you put it on the record.
Right, so here's the score. Well, I haven't put it on the record yet, have I? Because you're not letting me speak.
What age is James Galway?
I have no idea.
Is he about 75?
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, and where does he live?
In Switzerland.
How long has he lived in Switzerland?
I have no idea. What's your point?
He's a fair age. He's lived there in Northern Ireland for a long time. You were interviewing him about a BBC Music Day programme. He then came out with what I think most people would regard as garbled rant. He was brainwashed by the Presbyterian Church. You know, at that point, Stephen, you or somebody should have said, hang on a minute here, I think we've got to have red lights flashing here. Whenever somebody talks about being brainwashed by the Presbyterian Church, who's lived in Switzerland for a number of years and is 75, and you didn't see the train coming?
What are you trying to say? You're not possibly being ageist this morning, Gregory, are you? Like, for example, you're talking about a 70...
Did he say he was brainwashed by the Presbyterian Church or not?
He did.
Right. And what age is he?
75, you claim. I don't know. Well, look up his age now if it's relevant to you.
And he's lived in Switzerland for a long time.
Sorry?
So his knowledge of day-to-day events in Northern Ireland...
You see...
...is probably not as good as if he had lived here for a while.
Right, well, let me just address this point, Greg, and put it to bed, and then we'll come back to this newsletter story, okay? The fact that James Galway is in his 70s... does not mean that he doesn't have a view. It does not mean Gregory Campbell that he has suddenly gone gaga. We don't practice ageism in the BBC. I'll remind you that Ian Paisley, the man you're talking about today, was first minister of this country when he was 80. So no, when a 70-year-old walks in to this radio studio, I do not disrespect them to the point, Gregory Campbell, that I think they must be suffering from some type of mental illness. I take their views. They're allowed to express it. I didn't have to push him on it. He had a view, and he's entitled to a view. And no, I won't stymie people because they happen to be in their 70s. And I'll maybe afford you that same respect because you're not too far away from it yourself.
Well, you see, whenever, and I've said this to members of my own family, when I'm in my 70s and people like broadcasters come along, they should show them the door. They should show them the door. This was a musician, Stephen, a musician who doesn't live in Northern Ireland and who started to talk about being brainwashed by...
That's his opinion. That is his opinion.
At that point, you should have said... I think we'll call it a day. I think you should have done it. But that's that issue dealt with.